At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider or doctor prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For Optavia coaches operating in the U.S., please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan.
All right, Habits of Health Community Time featuring your life book, Element 8. And I'll be explaining what the life book is if you're not familiar with that, but we're gonna be talking tonight about how to fuel your body for optimal health. I'm Lisa Castro, independent certified Optavia coach, and I am eager to share this presentation today because this picture that was taken on the left, the upper left, was me before I started the program 18 years ago. And the life that has changed since then is unbelievable. I had no idea what was in store for me. My husband, Jaime, you can see him on the left too, and how we've changed not only where we are with our healthy weight, but our healthy mindset and on to just creating a life that we've so much enjoyed and spending time together and so active. Because when I started my journey, I had lost hope. I thought that this is just the way it's gonna be for the rest of my life. And I was in poor health. And I just totally lost the ability to take care of myself. I was so busy taking care of everybody else. I know that some of you can relate to that. You put yourself last and then eventually you're not able to care for others. So I'm gonna encourage you to really focus on your health tonight. And we have a tendency, especially us women have a tendency to think that if I just focus on myself, and I use the word just, focus on myself, I'm selfish. That if I focus on my health and my well-being, I show up differently. In this case, as a wife, I show up totally different. As a person, I show up totally different. As a mom, I show up totally different. How would you like to be? Now, when I started my journey, I was eating very, very poorly. I don't know if I've met anybody ate as poorly as I did. And I'll be explaining that in a little bit. But if we could turn that around by fueling our body properly every 2 to 3 hours, you're going to find you're going to be living out different quality of life, just that alone in your nutrition, let alone all the things that are available through Optavia. So first of all, I want to start out with a poll. How often do you currently fuel your body? As you can see, the choices are every 1 to 2 hours, every 2 to 3 hours, every 4 hours. I don't know whenever I get hungry. Is that the way you do it? I'd be curious too, is when you're putting those hours in there, if you're doing it based on just eating anything, which could be, or it might be some fuelings with Optavia. So while we're waiting for the results to come in, I'm going to share with you the agenda for tonight. This is element number 8. And we're talking first about the mindset of element 8 of fueling our bodies. So we're going to be learning the value and benefits of eating consistently throughout the day. And then we're going to be learning about skill sets using the Habits of Health clock to create your fueling schedule. And then action, something you can take away from this call. It's not just passive. We want you to actually learn and apply what you're going to be learning about tonight. So set up a cue to prompt when to eat to create an optimal day. So many of us get so busy, it's so easy to go without eating. I remember my first week on the 5-1 plan that I went 4 hours or a little over 4 hours without eating. And I'll tell you, I recognize it right away. My body actually has learned to tell me. I don't even have to set a clock or anything because it's so regulated over this last 18 years that it's like so natural. And we'll be talking about how that can be natural for you as well. So you ready? You ready for the results? Okay, here we go. Every 1 to 2 hours, 2%. I have a feeling we have a lot of clients and health coaches on here if that's the case. Every 2 to 3 hours, oh my goodness, 90%. That means we need to invite a whole lot more guests because you guys have already learned that. Wonderful. Every 4 hours, 3%. I don't know whenever I get hungry, 5%. You guys are doing amazing. Let's bring some more people in to learn about that because that is such a key part of creating a healthy life. Here, let's go with the next. Okay, so here we go. Dr. A, when he was sharing this is something out of his book, The Habits of Health. And I just want to share this with you first. Dr. A's Habits of Health is such a comprehensive system. We call it a transformational system. And this is version 2. He wrote the Habits of Health book and then he rewrote it. A lot of it's the same because it is the same information, but he's elaborated on it and really refined it to where it is so comprehensive. Now it's a thick book and so is the life book, but Dr. A says that's our weightlifting program, but it is packed full. It's designed to last you for a long time. This is not a quick read by any means. This is about creating your future. I like looking at the Habits of Health as my owner's manual to my body, and the life book is complement to that, to where you take the information you're learning in the Habits of Health and literally applying it to how you want your life to unfold. You literally become the author of your own story as you follow through. He's going to be asking you some evaluation of what you want to accomplish or where you're at currently, and then what you want to accomplish, and then taking you through multiple elements so that you can lay one habit on top of another habit on top of another habit. And so then you can remember. It is the daily repetition of actions and behaviors that will help you transform your current state of health to your desired state of health and well-being. That's the part I want to emphasize too, well-being. We used to be more like a weight loss and health company, then it turned into more like about optimal health. And then when it turned into optimal well-being is when this system is applied. So please take advantage of that part of it. If you're not utilizing this, you're really missing a key component of our program. All right, so that being said, on to the next slide. Okay, so here's a slide. I kind of jokingly say this is my before photo. Modern life and disease path, my goodness gracious. That when we eat high glycemic foods, the high carbohydrates, even fruit can be like orange juice, very concentrated. You're getting some real strong concentrations of carbohydrates. So your blood sugars can spike up and then drop. And what do? Have some more carbohydrates to deal with it. You put chocolate in each one of these places. I actually did that. There were days I didn't eat real food. It was that bad for me. So you can imagine what my blood sugars look like. You can see with a candy bar, it spikes to a point. And then I'd find myself wanting some more. Anybody else feel like that? Oh my goodness, the blood glucose goes crazy along with it. The insulin will follow. And it can cause all kinds of things. And I know one for me was just lack of energy big time and also mental clarity. I felt like I did not have mental clarity. It was so hard to concentrate when I was eating that way. And I started hurting. I mean, I hurt all over. And I look back and wondering how much was inflammation. And so we look and we know that that's a very addictive thing too. So what was really cool as we move through this really poor way of eating, are consequences of lifelong disease path. Now she's got a hamburger in her hands and fries. I'd be curious where was your kryptonite, as Dr. A says? He said chocolate chip cookies was his kryptonite, especially homemade cooking in his house. He asked his daughters not to fix that for him anymore. What is your kryptonite? Excess calories from poor quality nutrients like sugar, as I was mentioning, that was very, very much the draw that I had. Flour. We're talking, you know, white flours or, you know, some of the other ones too, they're higher in carbohydrates. Saturated fats, we want you, you know, when you're having the saturated fats, that's when it causes havoc on our body as well. And other high glycemic carbohydrates. what'll happen is we can do things that are heighten our blood sugars. We're increasing our insulin production and we're in constant hunger. That's what I was. I was constantly hungry. Are any of you guys also feeling that way? The 90% of you that are eating every 2.5 to 3 hours, hopefully they're Optavia fuelings, so you're not experiencing that, or a healthy lean and green meal. That's the difference. If you're eating chocolate every 2 to 3 hours, it's not going to be very beneficial to you. But what if we ate with this new eating pattern for weight loss and health? We started eating fuelings that leveled out our blood sugars by using a balance of macronutrients, of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins that will balance our blood sugars out because they're low glycemic. That's what our fuelings do for us. It's so natural. You don't have to worry if you're measuring out your macronutrients. You might not even know what that terminology means. Optavia did it for you. So in the morning, you're having a low glycemic index breakfast. It could be any of the fuelings. I even have brownie for breakfast. A lot of people have stayed at our house. They know that I love the brownies. So anyway, it doesn't matter that it's a brownie. It's still the basic nutritional footprint that any of the other fuelings have. And so any other fueling throughout the day, eating several times a day, and one of those meals, most likely if you're on the weight loss phase of our program, is a lean and green, lean protein and low carb vegetables. So you can keep your blood sugars more stabilized and your baseline insulin stabilized, and your baseline glucose is really more stabilized through all of that. So you can see where the insulin mark is. Look how low it is on this graph. That is when we feel higher energy, little or no hunger and cravings, and we're losing weight at a faster rate than we ever have before. So isn't that, well, maybe some of you lost it faster other ways, but I'll tell you, this has been a miracle for me. That first 3 days on getting into the fat burning state is what we call it, getting my glycemic index leveled out and getting into that where my body was learning to burn fat for fuel, was a challenge because I did have so much sugar and so much was going on in my body. But I'll tell you, the afternoon of the third day for me was like crazy cool because I wasn't craving chocolate. I wasn't wanting to get me some sugar. That was the first time in almost 30 years of not needing to get sugar. Now I was going to need to work on the psychological aspects, the triggers that set that up. So we're going to be talking about how to put cues so you'll continue to eat on time, whether you're 5 days into your journey or 5 months or 5 years or even 15 years into your journey. What could you do to keep your blood sugars more regulated? So if we have the mindset that we're eating every 3 hours, it stands out as one of the most powerful habits of health in helping people create and maintain a healthy weight. Before, every time I tried to lose weight, I would always give in. But if I can get the glycemic index under control, then it's amazing how well my body responds to that and how it doesn't set me up for cravings, but it sets me up for now thinking about, what other healthy habits could I do? So let's do another poll. What benefits excite you about eating every 2 to 3 hours? Select your top two. You ready? Okay, support reaching a healthy weight. Is that the reason you like it? Supports of reaching a healthy weight. Increased energy. Oh, I love that part as well because I was feeling so fatigued. I was out whitewater rafting a couple of weeks later. That is crazy cool. Satisfaction, meaning you're not feeling hungry. Maybe right before it's time to eat, you might feel a little something then, but you're feeling satisfied between meals. The first few days, maybe not, but after that, hopefully you are. If not, you might want to talk to your health coach about staying in a good, strong fat burn. Consistent, reliable eating schedule. Is that you? Are you on a consistent, reliable eating schedule? Okay, I'm going to wait for the poll results. And while we're waiting, I was wanting to think about what is it that causes you to be really dedicated to eating and fueling your body every 2 to 3 hours? Are you choosing the things that will get the result that you're looking for? Do you find yourself saying stop, challenge, choose when you're tempted with things that are out there that might not be within your program? Because I'll tell you, coached a lot of clients over the years and helped other coaches coach clients over the years. And the thing I found in common is when somebody stays true to their 5-in-1, staying, you know, not the 5-in-1 ish, as we call it, where we're adding a little of this and a little of that, or too much of a serving of this, they get the results. So I'm really excited to see what the results are here. And the host, okay, are you ready? What benefits excite you most about eating every 3 hours? Select your top two. So you got to choose more than one. 64% said supports reaching a healthy weight. That's a biggie. I was really appreciative of that part, especially too. Increased energy, all the activities I do now that I couldn't do before. Just, it was amazing how once I wasn't fatigued and in bed all the time, to be able to enjoy a quality of life is wonderful. Satisfaction, not hungry. Yes, 45% of people say that. Consistent, reliable eating schedule. Sounds like that's not as important to some, but it sounds most of these are right up there of what's really important. But I'll tell you that reliable eating schedule is so nice because it's so convenient to grab a fueling when before I would have grabbed a chocolate bar. Would you guys agree with that? Okay, so on to the next story. This is what you've got to hear, just a basic of my story. And then my husband also got healthy and got to a healthy weight. But this is somebody that we've been able to pay it forward, to pay it forward, to pay it forward, that actually eventually started the program. Gosh, Sandra, could you bring yourself off mute and share how long it's been since you started your health journey and the changes that you've experienced since then?
Lisa, I would love to, and I am thrilled to share. So June 30th, 2017, so coming up on 4 years ago, and I believe that we go through challenges so that we can grow through those challenges and light the path for others. And so I am so excited to share a little bit of my story tonight and shine a little bit of light on your path and help to empower you as you continue moving forward or as you're deciding to move forward in your health journey. So to do that, we're going to rewind a little bit to a very different place than where I find myself now. I was desperate and I was seeking change, not only in my health, but in my energy, and just to be honest, in my life. And I grew up as the big girl, always bigger than everybody else. Every person in my family was obese or morbidly obese. And it was very normal to have poor habits and to be overweight. And I'll try not to cry, but I watched my parents, the only memories I have of my parents were of being morbidly obese. And so for me as a very young child, that looked like multiple heart attacks for my dad, blood pressure issues, neuropathy, pain medications, arthritis, mobility in issues, giving my dad insulin shots, right? All those things we don't necessarily want to think about, lots of hospital visits and those types of things. And ultimately lost my dad at 41 and my mom at 60. So from a very young age, health played a big role in my life. And I remember deciding that I was going to be a victor, not a victim of how I had grown up. And so let's fast forward. That's a little bit of background, but quickly fast forward to young adulthood and where I found myself. I found myself in a place that I was committed to health. I loved health. But stress levels played a big part, and I yo-yoed back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as I went from a classroom teacher into administration, I gained 40 pounds, Lisa, in 1 year. And it didn't stop there. And what I saw was the trajectory of my health and my life was moving in a direction I was not okay with. And I was desperate and I was wanting some change. And my husband reached out to a high school friend of his and she shared Optavia with us and how it was changing her life. And I knew at that moment, this was the path to optimal health and the well-being that I truly desired for a long, long time. So my health began with getting healthy and losing 56 pounds. I leaned into my coach. I leaned into the simplicity of the 5-in-1 and the habits of health. And I will never forget, Lisa, reading this information on this, because I always remember what Dr. A said in his book. I wanted to turn my body into a fat burning machine instead of a fat storage machine. And so I learned to eat every 3 hours. And now I don't contend with that candy bowl and the ups and downs of my insulin level. I'm in control. And instead of being winded going upstairs, I'm running half marathons and I'm clear on what's important to me. I'm a more present and fun and healthy mom. I went from using willpower to having why power. And I have no fear that it's coming back, from struggling in my health to leading the way for so many others. And from losing some weight, it radically transformed my whole life. And I'm currently optimizing, and I have leaned up and I'm leaning in, and I'm so excited for how this is impacting me and so many others. So it began with setting my timers and fueling every 3 hours. And that is what created the foundation that allowed me to stack habits one on top of the other and truly create the quality of life that I decided when I was a little girl that I wanted, not sickness and disease, but health and vitality. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your journey and allowing me to share a little snippet into how Optavia has been such a blessing for me.
Ah, that is wonderful, Sandra. And I know eating frequently, just like you had a bar in your hand as you were skiing, still eating every 3 hours. You've been so great at that for years now. Congratulations on your success with that. Now I wanna talk about how you know how to fuel your body and when. You know, the clock is in Dr. A's Habits of Health. So go ahead and look in element 3 and you will see this all spelled out for you. This is marking 24 hours in a day, and that, you know, we talk about sleep during the dark part there, and then the twilight zone and the dawn. And it's like when we take care of our body and fuel it is during the day, from that, what that eighth hour is to the 21st hour, and then setting your timer to eat every 3 hours is the ideal. So you're going to get the benefits of that when you fuel your body when you first wake up. Some people wait a little too long and it can affect how well it works for you in the morning. It might set you up for cravings if you wait too long. So try to have it within a half hour of waking up. And then every 3 hours after that, you'll notice the second fueling is maybe a little bit earlier sometimes. And that's going to be up to you, but every 2.5 to 3 hours until not, it can even be right before bed. The timing it is beautiful for keeping the glycemic index lower. Just kind of in your mind think, oh, okay, I want to keep that level a lot more so. Now to go on to talk about Leo and Monica, they're also independent Optavia coaches, and they are new at coaching, but the story that they have is just wonderful and how they've helped so many people already. But I want to bring them on because they've been so faithful on their journey. And would you go ahead and take yourselves off? You already are. So go ahead and take yourselves off and mute, guys, and go ahead and share your story.
Thank you, Lisa. Monica and Leo here, coming to you from San Antonio.
Hello, everybody.
We are so excited to be here, and what an honor it is just to be visiting with y'all. As Lisa mentioned, we are so new to Optavia, and it's been a true blessing for us. My story's simple. I'll share my quick 2-minute story and pass it over to my husband, Leo. But again, 2020, as you think back, it wreaked havoc to so many of us from a health perspective. And we found it very, very easy just to eat more often than not. And also found many of us, as I found myself, being that couch potato more than I really wanted to be. By year end 2020, I realized I had to do something different. I knew that I had to change my habits, more importantly, my eating habits. And as a result, we reached out to some wonderful friends and said, help us to change our habits and do something different in our lives. So quickly, we learned about the health program Optavia had to offer. And I have to say, I didn't know about the importance of eating every 2 to 3 hours. I was one of those individuals that ate maybe two, maybe three times a day, but I didn't snack at all, obviously, but didn't really understand the value of putting the right foods into my body. That was the key thing. And while others may have looked at me and said, gosh, you don't really need to lose weight, I knew in me, I didn't feel good in my skin. And I know that I wasn't confident, quite frankly, and that's being truly vulnerable with you. So with the learning and with this change, I learned about the value of fueling my body every 2 to 3 hours and what a difference that made. I gained that, as Lisa says, do you have that pep in your step? Absolutely. I now have that pep in my step. I have the energy to really, really do exciting things throughout the day, get stuff done. And you know what? Even my kids are saying, Mom, wow, you're even nicer, Mom. but, you know, that's obviously a very, very nice compliment to hear from your kids and seeing from your kiddos the changes you're making personally. But quite frankly, it's again, so much learning, so many blessings to really invest in myself. And I want to pass that on to others as well and pass the gift. What did you learn out of this?
You know, Lisa, thank you so much for having us. And thank you, everybody, for dialing in. Isn't that a great story? When I hear my wife's story, it really warms my heart. Every time I hear that, I'm thankful for the fact that I made the decision to join alongside my wife and support her. At least that was what I told her. I had my own reason to do it. And really, it was because, like my wife, I had my own health concerns. I wasn't feeling the way I needed to be feeling. I didn't think I was being what I needed to be for my family. I felt like I was disappointing my family, actually. And that just weighed heavily on me. At nighttime, trying to go to sleep, I knew that I wasn't being the best for them. And so that didn't make me feel good. And so that inspired me to want to join my wife and do it for my own reasons. But, you know, what it started as a journey for health, it's truly been awakening and enlightening for both of us. It's been a major transformation in our lives. It started with me being willing to challenge my own set of thinking because, you know, we grow up and we all have this knowledge about, I know what's right and I know what I should be doing to get healthy and to lose weight. But I always thought if I wanted to lose weight, I'm not going to eat or I'm going to eat a lot less. And what I didn't understand until reading Dr. Anderson's book was that it was really the total opposite. It was actually the fact that by not eating or eating just a lot less, I was actually sabotaging my own efforts to try to lose weight. So that picture that Lisa showed right before this, that clock, that has actually been a blessing to us because we really learned, this program taught us that the importance of how we eat and how we eat regularly and the right foods and the right portion control, that is really the key to success. And so we thought, well, this comes from an expert. He's an expert, so let's get going. And so we did it, we followed it. And luckily, I'm happy to say that I'm down to my ideal weight of 155 from 185 and just feeling very, very blessed. So we're both feeling amazingly energetic, vibrant, renewal for life, but we're truly grateful for what Optavia has given us. And more so than what it's given us, we're very excited about what it's going to give us in the future because we'll be implementing everything that we learn going forward. So if there's one word to sum all this up, it's hope. And thank you, Optavia, for the hope. We appreciate it, Lisa.
Well said. Thank you very much for that. You guys are doing fantastic. All right, so action. This is what we talked about, action. We've got just a couple of minutes to finish up here. So we've got a cue. How can you remind yourself it's time to eat? There's all kinds of ways you can do that. I'm going to just suggest just one of the things is just to have the packets all ready to go of what you're going to have for the day. Set your timer. Get into a routine. What is your routine? What's your cue? If you guys want to put in the text, what is your cue that reminds you it's time to eat? How are you getting yourself into the routine? What are those instant rewards when you stay in where you're eating every 3 hours? What are the rewards that you're getting? Do you notice you have higher energy, that your weight loss is going well? You're feeling better? You're wanting to do more things. You have a more positive outlook on life. There's instant rewards as well. Like I said, having the more energy. So there's something you feel good about when you're getting into a routine and keeping the habits, because that's going to give you the long-term investment. What do you think the long-term investment for you would be? If you follow the routine, set up the cue, the routine, the instant reward, what would the long-term investment be for you that you would be able to create on the other side of that, way beyond eating your fuelings every 3 hours? That's just the start. That was what I did 18 years ago to get to a healthy weight, but it's optimizing for well-being as time goes on. So what actions are you going to take as a result of this element? I hope that you're saying, you know what, I'm going to stay really true to the 5-in-1. keep it simple, not adding the extra things in, and just stay true to the fuelings to have your blood sugars leveled out throughout the day to give you that energy. So one last poll. Will you implement what you've learned today? Will you? Really? Will you implement something you learned from tonight's community time? Yes, I definitely will. Yes, I probably will. No, I'm just not ready yet. And if you're not, please talk to a coach so you guys can discover your why. So as you're thinking about that and while we're waiting for the results, I want to share with you about the Habits of Health calls. If you're not already familiar with the Habits of Health calls or getting the reminders of that, please reach out and put that text in there off to Via 30 to the number 99000. So you treat the 9900 as a phone number and then put in the text Optavia 30, along with going to the Optavia YouTube playlist. This recording will be on within the next couple of days typically. And you can also subscribe to the podcast so you can automatically get the every week when it's uploaded, so you don't even have to go looking for it. It's also a library you can go to check out other elements as well. So I wonder if we have the poll results yet. It's coming in. Okay, you ready? These are what you said you're going to learn, or what you're learning. Yes, you are going to definitely apply some things that you've learned tonight. 89%, hallelujah. Yes, probably will. Okay, we got 99% going there right now. So it's not even a full zero or a full percent. 12 people said not ready yet. That's okay. Seriously, figure out why you'd even want to. Talk with your coach. They can do a health assessment. And when you're ready, they can equip you with the things that will help you have that long-term success, starting with fueling your body every 2 to 3 hours. So join us next week for the Habits of Health community time. The topic's going to be fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Wonderful topic. That can make all the difference why we stay true to the eating every 2 to 3 hours. Become the healthiest you can be with that growth mindset. Hosted by Donnie Alvarenga. And she's also an independent health coach. So I want to just thank you all for being on tonight and wish you well.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider or doctor prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For Optavia coaches operating in the U.S., please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan.